as the sheriff and even Johnny Carson to play Hedley Lamarr. Here's what's crazy, though. It was nearly scrapped after being completed by Warner Brothers because it was so terrible in the eyes of the executives before it even opened. But on good faith with Mel Brooks, they opened the film in three cities as a test, and it was an instant hit instead. One man who is certainly an instant hit and on everyone's A-list of coaches, that'd be John Mooney.
You know, there's a couple things in there that kind of remind me of the Big Ten. Take James Earl Jones. He does the opening for the hype video in Ann Arbor for football games. But I think the $2.6 million should have gone to Mungo or Alex Karras, a University of Iowa grad. He's, of course, a one-time standout of the NFL's Detroit Lions. And I'll tell you what, the horse that he punched out never got up.
Tonight is our already seventh broadcast of the year, which means March Madness cannot be too far behind. Last week certainly had the feelings of madness with more than a handful of games decided by either by 1 point or by at the buzzer. Bad Axe is certainly included on that list.
Huh, I'm going to tell you, though, Bad Axe is dangerous, just flat-out dangerous. The Hatchets, they're comfortable playing anywhere, home or on the road. But currently, it's USA that is the site of the districts, and they're 5-0 at home, and that's going to give them a distinct advantage.
For the away team tonight, Cass City has been hitting their stride as of late. Despite a double-digit loss at home a week ago to Reese, the Redhawks have won 6 of their last 7 games in commanding fashion.
Cass City is a team that's coming together at the right time. I mean, they are a fun team to watch.
The Hatchets took the first matchup between these two squads, which was a 1-point game, 58-57 in Cass City, and that was 28 days ago. Aaron Fernald and the Redhawks are looking to turn the tide against Bad Axe with a road win tonight.
You know, Cass City does have one advantage, and that's at the 3-point line. Their 3-point percentage, they're shooting at like a 34% clip, while Bad Axe is at 31.
Bad Axe sits 2 games out of first place in the greater than West, so they are most certainly in need of a victory tonight if they want to stay in the race for the divisional title. We'll return in a moment when, after the break, we'll take a look at the Cass City Redhawks right here on Sports Radio 102.1, live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. On your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network. Cass City at Bad Axe in Bad Axe.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
For well over 125 years, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is it more evident than in the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Cindy Cruzy from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a successful team. At Thumb Bank, we're a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win the game of life. Thumb Bank and Trust, with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City. Community strong for 125 years. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStudentsThumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you head to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio on Cruise 102. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And now you can listen to our replays in podcast form on iTunes, Switcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We are there. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight, courtside from our Eager Valley Services courtside seats in Bad Axe, Michigan, here as the Cassidy Redhawks roll into town to take on the Bad Axe Hatchets. Cassidy enters tonight with an overall record of 7-5. Four of those losses were in their first five games. In the Greatham West standings, they're at 3-4. That puts them in fourth place, three games behind first place USA and Reese, who each have one loss. Cassidy is coached by Aaron Fernald. Collective 6 years at the helm for him. He has 60 wins and 56 losses. That's a 51% winning percentage. He was the head coach from 2011 to 14. Then he switched over to the girls coach. And then he back to the boys bench in 2019. And here we are in 2020. On offense, Cassidy's averaging 46.8 per game. That's middle of the pack in the GTC at number 7 as far as offensive production goes. And it's 2.7 points in one spot behind Bad Axe. On defense, Cassidy is the number 2 defense in the conference and just 0.2 of a point behind Bad Axe. The Redhawks allow just 40.7 per game, the number 2 defense of the 14 GTC teams. Average margin of victory is in the black, and it's at 6.1. This week, though, a much higher number at 18.5 points as they beat Sandusky and KPAC handedly since Monday. With those two wins over Sandusky and KPAC since Monday, the Redhawks have bounced back quite well from a 42-55 loss on their home floor against Reese 7 days ago. As of late, Cassidy has won 6 of their last 7 games after starting out the season with a 1-4 record. Needless to say that once the Redhawks were finally able to put away their football pads, they turned up the heat on the basketball floor.
Clark, I'm going to tell you, the Redhawks are talented. They've always been talented. But it took a little bit of time to meld together, and here we are in February, and they're playing on all cylinders.
Last year, Bad Axe defeated Cassidy 3 times by an average score of 44-60. But now, John Mooney, let's take a look at the roster of the 7-5 Cassidy Redhawks.
Clark, this is the second meeting. Coach Aaron Fernald's Cassidy Redhawks. They have a senior-laden team led by 4-year starter Sandon Cathrell. The X factor, I think, in this game is Colin Rubel. You never know where he's going to hit, but he's going to hit a 3-pointer. Doesn't matter which half it's going to be. They also have a defensive standout, Hayden Horn, which is really a fun guy to watch. Inside, Landon Schenck is just absolutely upped his game this year. And on the outside, you have Kendall Anderson.